supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, there is a big difference in terms of men and women and different disorders that bring a lot of pain into people's lives. So what are some of the numbers that stood out to you?
Yeah, they are staggering. When I did my research here, women account for almost 80% of autoimmune diseases. They're at higher risk of suffering from chronic pain, insomnia, fibromyalgia, irritable bowel syndrome.
Now, some of these differences probably could be attributed to genetics, to hormones, to biological differences, but researchers believe that especially when it comes to pain and these different pain syndromes, that there is something else at play here.
If we control for genetics, if we control for other physical variables, hormone, what's left but to look at social conditions for women? And what are women taught? Our culture says women should be self-silenced, that no big emotions, they should be in control, that they get valued for being in control and self-sacrificing. And what we're finding here in these studies, Mike, is those behaviors might be reinforced by the culture, but they're toxic to women.
Talk a little bit more about self-silencing and being in charge of emotions. How does that impact health and well-being and then subsequently pain?
If you hold an emotion in, you're carrying fear and stress. You're turning your back on your emotions. And that doesn't mean they go away. That just means you've turned your back on them. I mean, think about it, Mike. And how do you feel psychologically if you feel angry at someone and you carry that anger for days? It doesn't feel good. It feels awful after a while. Well, that's your body saying, this is not good. We have to do something about this.
It sounds like a lot of stress messages, distress messages that are floating around in the body.
Yeah, for all of us. But this specific thing for women is really striking. I mean, you can hear a woman saying, I don't deserve to put my needs first. What is she saying about herself? So that has physiologic consequences.
So what are some potential solutions here for women to, I don't know, be more in touch with their emotions, be more expressive of their emotions?
They need to be, first, know their emotions, and then be less afraid of them. Look, they all serve a function. One thing is know your emotions. And you can do that by being mindful. Try to be aware of, let's say, anger, for example. Try to be aware of the very beginning of anger when your stomach knots or when you feel your heart closing. And at that point, your anger is more tolerable. At that point, you can take ownership and talk about it or do something about it when the fire is not burning.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.